Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Well, here he is. The West End is having a brief moment away from him. Here he is, the West End Wendy himself. Yes. How are you, Tom?
Well, good morning, everybody. Let me tell you, I'm having the time of my life.
Are you really? Tell me everything.
I'm absolutely exhausted, like in a way that I didn't realize. They did say to me, you will be really tired. And I said, yeah. But
I've been tired before.
I know tiredness, but the weekends are quite intense, but it is so much fun. I just love it. Like the cast are such a laugh and everybody there is so lovely. And I just love doing the show. It's just so great to be part of it. Like, I just love it. I love being part of a team. And just, yeah, the audience has been incredible. Just so up for a laugh. And it's been brilliant. It's been really brilliant.
Oh, I'm so excited to come and see it.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I mean, after we spoke last week, it was like a whirlwind of like going in, did a quick run through. Then we did a dress rehearsal. And that was the first time I'd been in costume and with lights and the full company and everything. And then it was straight off and then do it again. Like that was it in front of an audience. And it was like, I don't know, I haven't been scared like that in a sort of exhilaratingly scared way for ever really. Yeah.
Did you have massive relief after the first show?
Yes. Yeah. Huge relief. And just, couldn't really believe that we'd got through it. Because I've got one of those mics on the side of my face that...
Sure.
And, you know,
like Britney.
Like Britney would have. And that was quite unusual to get used to, but now I'm used to it. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's been...
So, like, the last show you did was Saturday night?
Sunday night.
Yes, of course, Sunday night. So, by the time you're... So, what are you, like, 5 or 6 shows in now?
7 shows in now.
Okay, and do you feel quite... Like, did you feel very comfortable now?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, isn't it? Because the first one was like pure adrenaline. And then the second one, I was like, well, I'm not as worked up. Is that okay?
Right.
And that was still fun. And then, so I feel a bit more at ease with it now, but I'm still kind of, I still want to get everything right. And there's still like, I could point a bit more sort of like purposefully in that scene, or I could do blah, blah in that scene. And that's fun as well.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Suze, thank you.
And I'm just so thrilled for you. This is like years in the making of doing, not this specifically, but just doing something like this.
Well, that's true. You know, Suze, though, I could tell you, I was full of worry before the first show, and I text you, I know, but I did have you in my mind as like a little, I was like, what would...
Like, don't fuck it up!
Yeah, really aggressively in my mind. Because there were people like, I was having these kind of like weird moments of like seeing people who've been critical of me, like seeing them.
Oh, yes, of course.
And then I did this weird thing of going like, no, I imagined walking them out of the theatre, putting them in a car and them driving off.
Oh, Tom, that's really good stuff.
Very good, was it? But I imagined you in my mind sort of as the cheerleader there. And I had your kind supportive words in my mind. So thank you.
You're welcome. I had quite an exciting moment when I turned up to the Titanic Theatre.
Oh, yes.
Because I was dropping off a card. I knew that you would be busy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just wanted to drop off a little note. And I couldn't work out where stage door was. So instead I went to box office. And the very nice theatre manager looked up and went, oh, hello, Susie. Are you looking for Tom?
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? They're very nice there.
And I said, yes, I am. Hello. And he said, are you coming tonight? I said, no, I'm coming in a couple of weeks. And then he told me where stage door was, and I got to stage door. And then there was a person fixing the door at stage door.
Oh.
Sure. Mm. And then they opened the door and said, oh, hi, Susie. Are you looking for Tom? And I was like, wow, my reputation really precedes me.
But there's such a nice team who work at the theatre all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's the Criterion Theatre on Piccadilly. It's like right in the middle of everything.
Mm.
So I didn't realise but there's like a real community around that theatre, even though it's in the middle of the hubbub, and they have like writers' things, and they have like
it's a nice space as well, isn't it?
Really nice space.
Can you hear the tube? It's one of those ones where you can just hear the gentle rumble of a tube.
Only when it's quiet.
Yeah, I like that though.
Yeah, it's exciting.
There's something about it that feels very London.
Yeah,
London. It does, doesn't it?
London. Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that clip that someone put together of characters in Corrie saying
oh,
London?
I love that. So yeah, funny. I love that. London.
London. London.
Oh, I love it. Susie, we've got a lot to talk about though this week. Because, of course, it was the last episode of Call the Midwife.
Well, of course it was. But, you know, new beginnings. You're a West End starlet. And Nanata's house is closed for the foreseeable.
Temporarily closed, as the sign said.
Yeah.
I watched it last night to make sure I was up to speed.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing the research for this podcast.
You know I take this very seriously.
Well, of course.
Were you pleased? Were you pleased it tied up all the ends?
I was pleased it tied up all the ends. You know, of course, I mean, there were moments where when Pam Ferris arrived, I thought, oh, they're doing a ghost thing. Sure.
That was surprising.
That was surprising. But I did kind of love it.
Mm. Mm.
I really liked the final scene where they were looking at photographs.
Yes, that was cute, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're like, oh, there's Emerald Fennell.
Yeah.
She's just done Wuthering Heights.
Yeah. They've all been in it.
But, you know, and so that was, yeah, I thought it was great. I'm going to really miss it. But then I was very pleased that the announcer on BBC said afterwards, there's going to be a prequel.
Isn't that thrilling? I think we're all excited about that soon.
I think we're all excited. And of course, it means that Dr. Tina Turner may still be.
May still be practicing.
She may still, because, you know, she could be, I don't know, driving some sort of car in the war.
Oh, Dr. Sheila, Miss...
Tina Turner. No, my character that I've written for myself.
Oh, sorry, your character. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, she could definitely make a pop-up appearance there.
Yeah, someone that's maybe some sort of air warden.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that, that fits my...
That would be...
My genre. I really feel like that's my casting bracket.
Yeah, I see that for you.
A Land Army girl, perhaps?
Oh, yes. Digging for victory, yes.
Well, of course, as I always am.
As you always are, actually, it seems. That would be lovely, wouldn't it? What did you think about Trixie's brother?
Well, I love him.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
I mean...
Goes without saying.
I did think it was interesting that he took Beryl to this little underground gay club he knew.
Yeah.
Where the doctor went as well. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it? Just wanted to out him in the final episode.
Yeah, I know. That was a little adventure.
Yeah.
I mean, they often do that, don't they, with a queer character in the past. They'll sort of, it'll turn out that, oh, they've got access to this like glamorous underground world.
Mm.
Because I think they find the idea of portraying the reality. Which probably would have
too
been.
Maudlin.
Well, yes, him being tossed off at a public toilet in Victoria Station or something. Probably a little bit, a bit too much. For.
Do you know what? I've not heard the phrase tossed off in such a long time.
Well, there's that salad place, isn't there, that I always think of.
Oh, yeah, tossed.
Mm. Mm.
Mm, don't get the dressing. That's foul, I'm sorry. But yes, it was sad. Sad that it's over, but pleased that it's existed for so long. Blessed.
Yes, I feel blessed. And very interesting. And I thought, do you know who I thought was a standout performance?
Go on.
Classic me, you know, always looking at the side. I thought the priest was very good.
Of course you did. He was bald.
Because he was bald. Mm. And yet he persevered. And then I did some deep diving and it turned out he is
a priest.
He's actually a priest. Yeah.
No.
At Ely Cathedral, yeah. Because I was surprised that they weren't... I naively didn't realise there were nuns who existed in the Church of England rather than the Catholic Church.
C of E nuns.
C of E nuns. But high church, so quite big on the ceremony. And I don't know where they found him. Maybe he was a friend of the...
Yeah, it seems weird for him to do a pretend funeral.
Method. They went method on
it. They really did, didn't they?
And I thought, but I thought he delivered it in a very beautiful way. That his voice is very lovely. The way he sort of delivered it in a very calming way that I think perhaps an actor might not have done.
Yeah, I think he was very good. Mm. What's the story with the incense? Do you know? Why do they waft it about?
I don't know. That is a very, that traditionally I think is a very Catholic thing to do. And high church, yeah.
Yes, I think so too, because that feels reminiscent of my Catholic education.
Childhood, yeah. Sure.
High church. What is high church when you go high?
It's when, I think it's in the Anglican communion when it's kind of quite big on the ceremony.
Like
it's
high days and holidays? Is that
yes,
a high day,
so.
A Christian day?
Maybe. I don't know about that one. Mm. I don't know. But I think that's what it's called, is when it's like, it can feel quite Catholic, but it's not that there are huge differences in many ways.
No, I think that's true.
And I tell you who I thought was great.
Who?
It was the man playing The Undertaker.
Oh, he's very good. Well, he's been in it before, Susan's dad, because that's Susan's a returning character. And Liz, who played her mum, Susan's mum.
She was wonderful, yeah.
She's very good. And we briefly volunteered together for the hygiene bank during lockdown. She lived around the corner from me and I would pick up bits from her house and take them to the hygiene bank.
Susie, that's very much a clang.
Yeah, it is a clang, actually. I know Susan's mum, but in the future.
In the future. Wow, what was she like?
Really nice. Lovely. Jobbing actress, you know.
Was she, I imagine, very glamorous there? Carried the Call the Midwife glamour.
Well, of course, but anyone that's been in it, you can tell they've been touched, you know.
Touched by gold, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I really enjoyed his scene in the AA meeting the previous week. I thought that was quite something.
Yes, he was very good.
And I did a bit of a deep dive on him because I thought I was so impressed by that monologue.
Oh, go on.
Turns out, guess what?
Go on.
He's not from London. He's Scottish.
Mm, that's the thing, actors, sometimes they change their voices. That's why you can never trust them.
Actors are very interesting, aren't they? But
they really
big
are.
Shout out to him and the vicar.
Yes, big shout out to both of them. It was a great episode. I loved it.
Everything was great. Pam Ferris made a quick appearance.
Oh, yeah. Lovely to see her.
Lovely to see her. Slightly impatient, as she always was as a
yes,
character.
Of course. Come on.
Come on.
You've been dilly-dallying for a long time.
Time you died. Yeah.
Exactly. If I go before you, that's what I'm going to say at your bed.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go.
But The Undertaker was like, oh, I'm not really used to dealing with people. I'm used to dealing with the dead. And I thought, no, but people do go and see Undertakers about their plans for their funeral. That was the only flaw I had.
But I wonder if they did then.
Yeah, maybe it was seen as a bit maudlin. Yeah, that's true. Maybe they did.
Because when my nan died, everything was sorted.
Yes, people do that now, don't
they? She'd even paid for the order of services to be printed.
Oh, bless her.
I know. The only thing she hadn't decided on was the music. And she said, I'll let the girls decide that.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was all done. Bless her.
Yeah, people do
but,
that.
But, you know, she was sort of mid-90s by the time she died. So she knew that, you know, she knew it might happen.
Oh, bless. Well, no, I thought it was wonderful. So well done, everybody. And if you haven't watched it, this will be a very confusing episode. You probably already skipped through.
Yeah, you can come in back now. Mm. Should we do some emails? We've had some really lovely emails.
Oh, we've had some lovely emails, haven't we, Suze? Oh.
Okay, dear beauties, I'm in a hurry for the train, but listen to the most recent pod and wanted to share what my therapist tells me. We're always happy to have hand-me-down therapy in this pod.
Mm.
Happiness is an emotion, not a state of being. It is okay to not always be happy. In fact, if you're always happy, you're never truly happy because then you wouldn't appreciate it if it's your default. Loads of love, Jack.
Wow, Jack, I like that.
I like that too.
Now, this one comes with the subject heading, must read.
Oh.
Hi, Tom and Susie. I'm listening to your episode this week and the letter from a fellow like-minded friend who was proud of their solo trip to Denmark made me think of wanting to tell you about something, brackets, or someone I am super proud of. My good friend Lynch wrote and launched a brilliant book last year, which we all felt was amazing enough. Spotting it in bookshops up and down the country was a thrill, and getting to tell random strangers that my friend had written it was always joyful. A clang by association, if you will. However, that is not all. She only went and won the gold prize at the Nero Book Awards last night.
That's amazing.
The book is called A Family Matter and is inspired by the true stories of lesbian women who lost custody of their children in the 1980s. It's genuinely brilliant and I thought might be of interest to you and other like-minded friends. To say I'm proud of it doesn't really cut it. We have been great pals since we met at uni 25 years ago, bonded over a love of football, beer and ducklings. Despite many years of juggling jobs, kids and life in general, brackets not to mention one of us becoming an internationally renowned author, we still do manage to meet up fairly regularly. And I love it when we do, most recently, of course, at the Like-Minded Friends Christmas show in December. Anyway, that is all, a mini celebration of a special friend. Thanks and best wishes, Sophie. Kiss. And Sophie has put a link to the award on the BBC website. Wow.
That is on my list of books to read.
Was it already?
Yes, it's already on my list of books to read. It's called A Family Matter, and it's by Claire Lynch, and I can't wait to read it.
Oh, wow.
So, there you are.
Well, there you go. What are the there chances? You are. What are the chances?
I will share this one. Dear Susie and Tom, I'm writing to you the day after seeing Tom in the evening performance of Titanic. I was in London for the weekend as I was in the audience for the last leg, Clang, on Friday.
Wow. What a weekend.
I've never seen or heard so much about the show before, but I knew I had to take the opportunity to go and support Tom.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh my gay. What a brilliant and bonkers show. I didn't realise when I booked my ticket that I would be in the front row, so I basically sat on the stage. Tom, you were brilliant as Ruth. I could just tell that you were having the best time. The bit near the end of the first act, I felt like I was getting a taste of what it would be like to come to one of your tour shows.
Oh.
Thank you for taking the time after the show to sign my program and have a picture. I truly appreciate it. I hope I get to see you again before you leave. Susie, I always had the best time when I saw your show for the second time in Northampton. So happy I've now met you both. Right, I've rambled long enough. Tom, good luck for the rest of the run. And Susie, all the best for the rest of the tour. All the buys, Jade Louise.
Jade Louise, what a lovely message. Thank you for that.
That's lovely. And I remember meeting you at my tour show.
Yes, I saw you at Stage Door. That was very nice.
Very nice indeed.
Oh.
I'm going to have to share another one, Tom. You're going to have to allow me today.
Oh.
Dear Tom and Susie, I write this missive on my way home from seeing Tom in the wonderful Titanic.
Oh.
Both Tom and the show were absolutely hilarious. I started listening to the pod around 2016, age 18, just starting uni with no sense of self. I took being in a new city as a fresh start and put myself back in the closet, hiding parts of myself and my queerness. Unsurprisingly, this was not a happy time. Nevertheless, this podcast was alongside me, providing hope that one day I'll be able to joyfully and openly be queer. Though it took a few years of struggling with my mental health and addiction, I finally found myself. And now I am 3 years sober and living a joyful queer life. Thank you for being the like-minded friends I needed along the way. Keep being yourselves. Lots of love. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, how lovely is that?
That is, well, that sort of message means more to me than I can really express. That's so lovely.
It sums up why we created the podcast, I think.
Yes, the idea of us being your companions is just really lovely. And Tom, I mean, we've had a lot of messages about how brilliant you are in Titanic.
Well, that's very kind. It's a very... It is a very camp show.
No.
It's true, what? I would say it. I'll say it.
What, the story of Titanic from the point of view of Celine Dion?
It's no. Camp, okay.
No, I think that it's
quite butch.
It's a real head scratcher.
It really makes you think.
It really does make you think.
It's funny though, because it is just sort of unbridled camp joy. And there is something about that that's actually, it's not always available. So
no.
In our day-to-day lives, as we both have said, that feels very special.
And also, I think it's, as we've spoken about before, I think when we were talking about Titanic and also Phil Dunning's show.
Yes, yes.
Smoggy Queens. You know, not there always having to be a reason. Why are you doing this and why are you doing that? And
yeah.
The point can be to entertain. The point can be to bring joy. The point can be to make you laugh.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
This idea that everything has to be so much more in like an excavation of the soul, or it needs to be like politically biting. Like sometimes I think that the audience probably really welcome every night to get away from the horrors of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
To be like, I'm in this little safe space where everything's fine and it's really silly.
And it's that sort of, what I love about it is that sort of camp comedy where everybody has to commit to the story. Like you have to pretend the world that we're all in is real. Like,
yes.
And in the way that, like with Airplane, no one ever questions any of the sort of bonkersness there. And that I feel always is so refreshing. It's like, okay, we're here. We're in this kind of bonkers land.
Yes.
Celine Dion is real. And that is, you know what I mean? Like there's something about that suspension of any kind of, like we've very rarely kind of lean into the real world.
Well, that's the thing, because if the world, that's what makes it so joyful to watch as an audience, anything yeah. like that, because you've got to believe the characters. You've got to believe sort of the emotional tug of the story, even if it's completely ridiculous.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So it's very, I mean, well, that's very nice. Thank you. Or anybody who's messaged, anybody sent a nice message is very kind. I've got one here. Dear Susie and Tomb. Dear Susie and Tomb. Long-time gay, first-time emailer. I just wanted to say how much I love the podcast. The gay white noise you both produce has become a constant in my life, sometimes for hours on end. Oh. We're both to blame for the occasional burst of laughter in public places.
Thank you.
This was proven over Christmas when my boyfriend and I drove from London to Devon to see his family. I'm a graphic designer in fashion and he's a mental health nurse, brackets which does come in handy. 2 hours into the drive down, whilst he was asleep in the passenger seat listening to his very carefully curated playlists, I quietly disconnected his phone and replaced it with YouTube. When he woke up, he had no choice but to endure what I can only describe as a forceful dunk into gay culture. By the end of the trip, he was fully converted. I realised that technically counts as conversion therapy, but I think for now, it's for you guys. In fact, on the 8-hour drive home, we listened exclusively to the podcast. I thought I might have pushed it, but clearly he absorbed every word, because for Valentine's Day, he gifted me a copy of Butt magazine. Oh! On top of one of the many episodes he was held hostage through. What I can say is, Tom, you have absolutely filthy taste in literature. It's not, I didn't buy, anyway. Thanks for the brilliant podcast.
Tom loves Butt magazine.
I don't think it's still made anymore. No, I don't. They used to do it in American Apparel, if anybody remembers that show.
Oh my gosh, they used to do really expensive hoodies.
Yes, and socks.
But they did look nice under a leather jacket.
Yeah, oh, there was a definite vibe with that, wasn't it? Thanks for the brilliant podcast. It's like sitting between two friends whilst they chat. And I silently sit in the middle taking it all in. Bye, 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 bye. Love, Jake. Jake, what a nice message.
Jake, what a lovely message. Now, this one is titled Tom's Dog. Go on, Tom.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Susie and Tom. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Oh.
Look forward to the podcast every week, which never fails to make me lol. Thank you for being amazing and totally relatable. Susie, we saw you in Faversham last year, and Tom, you were brilliant in Canterbury. Oh. So wish we could join your bestie gang. You're already in it.
You already have.
You already have. Well done. Let me just, you know, Tom, I'm just going to have to make the... I'm just going to have to make the font slightly larger because, as we all know, I am...
We're all getting older.
Getting older. Anywho, the reason I'm writing is to introduce my puppy, Wren, and to convince Tom that he does need to get a black lab in his life. I've been following all of Tom's ums and ahs about getting a dog, and Wren is here to sway you. Wren is now 5 months old and would 100% be Tom's heart dog. Oh, Wren is an absolute beautiful old soul who was definitely born in the wrong era. If Wren was human, he would be from an era of polished shoes, pocket watching, and top hats tipped politely in greeting. Either that or an old-fashioned judge with a drooping jawline and a long wig. He is gentle, kind, and completely law-abiding citizen. If Wren doesn't sway you, then nothing will. Your heart black dog, black lab, is out there. No, your heart dog... Black lab is out there, Tom. Go on. You know you want to. Brackets. Sorry you can't have Wren. He has loved too much, but he's happy to be your pen pal. We'll wait a pod saying that a little blackboards have arrived in your life. You won't regret it. Thanks again, Susie and Tom, for keeping us sane in this scary thing that we call life. Much love, Hannah and Wren. And there's a picture of Wren. And Wren is lovely.
Oh, Wren. I had to look. What an adorable photo. He looks very sad. Not sad, but he looks kind of very characterful.
You love a mournful dog?
A mournful dog. But, you know, I think he'd be a lot of fun as well. I think as soon as that picture was taken, he was gallivanting around the garden.
Just before we go, I did something quite exciting on Sunday. I went on the Brighton Whippet Walk.
Oh, now you tell us. Why have you waited till the end?
Because because this week was about...
Call the midwife.
Celebrating you.
Please.
And call the midwife.
Please.
So, honestly, it was such a joy.
Oh, great.
It was so much fun.
Great.
We had such a nice time. There were sort of whippets and whippet crosses. There was a lovely saluki.
What's a saluki?
Tom, what's... Oh, I think you would love a saluki.
Is it a car?
No, it's a lovely, lovely dog that looks like a posh lady.
Oh.
Whenever Alice and I see them in the street, we call them Jane. We say, oh, look, there's Jane.
That's
They're
funny.
Really fabulous. I'm going to send you a picture of Jane. They are absolutely gorgeous. And I know that you would love one.
Oh, I'm standing by.
Standing by, standing by. Thomas Allen. I think this may be the lovely dog for you.
Oh, a Saluki. Hello, Jane.
Jane, right?
It looks like your dog with a wig on.
Yeah. What's not to love? That's why we put her in a wig sometimes.
She does look very elegant.
Yeah, she's very elegant.
Mm.
Call her, you know, Maud.
Yeah.
Or Petunia.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, Primrose. Petunia Primrose, yeah. Yes.
That sort of thing. Anyway, it was lovely. They were all lovely dogs. Oh. Whippets are so... They're all just so keen to sort of say hello and to be cuddly. It's so sweet. So, yeah. And then they all ran around in circles for hours. And then when Tiggy got home, we thought we might have broken the dog because she was so tired.
Oh.
She didn't even want to go out for a wee.
Oh, really?
She was like, I'm just knackered.
Had the best day. Yeah. Oh, how lovely. A
yeah,
bright
it was really sweet.
Well.
Very Brighton thing. Then we went to a pub that sold really nice pizza.
Oh, classic Brighton.
Really nice. Love it.
Well done.
On the Downs. So was it sort of more Lewis than Brighton?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Clang. Had a lovely time, though. Mm. A lovely time. Anyway, Tom.
Well.
You've got a show tonight.
I've got a show tonight, and I've got my singing lesson this morning as well. So I've got to
Wonderful. I'm going to view a venue that I might record my special in.
Oh, Suze, how exciting.
Yeah, so I'm going to go and have a look at that.
Oh.
Exciting. Listen, well, Tom, keep smashing it in the West End.
Well, that's
You're clearly
cool.
doing brilliantly. We're all very proud, me, producer Emma, and of course, all of the listeners.
Well, I'm very grateful to all of you for your generosity. Thank you.
And I'm so excited to see you.
Well, thank you.
I'm,
I can't wait.
Honestly, buzzing. I'm buzzing already, and it's just still 17 days away.
You're going to have a great time.
Right. If I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week, Suze. Okay.
Okay, dear. Bye. Bits.
All right. Bye.
I will. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.